Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
No way.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up? What's happening?
Oh, just chilling in the hood.
Okay, let's talk about anything that we want.
Maybe the fluoride discussion that we were having prior to beginning of recording.
We did. We kind of put the tip in and started the conversation about fluoride.
This is a violation.
We're going to fully penetrate this talk and this issue.
Hi-oh.
Only if you lubricate first.
Yep, no, we're going in dry. Right.
All right, fluoride.
Is bullshit, we'll say.
Fluoride's total bullshit.
Yeah, I don't...
No, it actually is.
Yeah, it's...
Dems people's be cray.
Well, I mean, first off...
You don't want to put it in your water?
No, I mean, I don't get to put it in my water. Somebody else does that for me, you see.
Oh, so you don't have to go to the trouble.
Yeah, so...
Well, what about iron? Do you want, like, a bunch of... Maybe we could put some other chemicals and move to Michigan.
I mean, have you seen that movie Iron Man? It's pretty cool, so I don't think that that's a bad thing.
I don't think it is. Yeah, I love how like it's like a state of emergency. Have all those things are leaked into the water system
in Flint.
Michigan.
Yeah,
it has been for.
Well,
a
there
while,
was that
like,
mayor.
Oh, did we not get to that?
That mayor who was just like, it's fine. It's probably fine. But then it turns out it's a national health crisis and a disgrace.
Yeah, guys, when Cher gets involved, y'all fucked up.
Yeah.
She don't get involved in nothing.
Share your opinions.
Sharing water is what she's doing.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
Did you see that? Did you see that? She sent like tons and tons and tons of water bottles to there.
Oh.
At least someone's doing something.
2 liter buttholes.
Oh, here's some water for you guys.
Stop.
That's my share.
That's your share. Okay.
No, I see. I think I saw Cher flying south for the winter earlier this year.
I'll see you guys down south.
Sounds like an old timer or something. I don't know what Cher sounds. It's been a while. I just know that she has like a very that kind of thing. Yeah, there you go. It's pretty close.
I think I like your version.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I definitely want to be on the side of Cher and geese.
Yep.
of migratory birds. They seem very wise to me.
Well, they make good decisions. Unlike the people who put fluoride in our water and our dentists who are like, put it on your teeth.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you don't see any birds flying north for winter, right? Cause they all died. Cause they're idiots. But yeah, drinking fluoride, here's my first point about it was that people in a population are allergic to everything. There are like 2 or 3% of people who are highly allergic to peanuts. That's not a lot of people percentage-wise, but it's a portion. And we're trying to be understanding of that, but also realizing that peanuts are awesome sources of protein and nutritious for most other people and all that. Fluoride can be a good thing, possibly, it's arguably for dental hygiene. However, drinking it doesn't seem like a great idea, and there's probably a good chance that there's...
Why don't you want to drink a neurotoxin?
There's at least a three...
Why are you being so, like, well, like aggressive about it? Like, why don't you just take it?
I already get enough iron. Okay. I need to get enough iron. I don't need any fluoride. There's no fluoride, man. Yeah, maybe if someone makes a movie about fluoride, then I would want it.
Well,
I was in the middle of...
keep going, please. No, please.
There will be 3% of a population who will likely be allergic to fluoride. And so, that would guarantee... I mean, I think that it's interesting, because in a similar fashion that we would like to create a patchwork of energy independence via solar... I think there's terra thermal. I know that's a new one. And wind energy, water energy, all these sorts of clean energy. We want to create a network. In the same way, I think that people who say that that's not an option use the same principle in creating a network of sick people, if you could think of it that way, where allergies to fluoride and allergies to airborne particulates and things like that, maybe pollution levels and stuff like that, I believe are in many ways water pollution being exploited in places like Flint that are less on the radar. It's a way for people to be ushered and controlled. And I don't know. I think that this whole, you know, the medical industry, healthcare, prescription medication, obviously lucrative, been shown to act very in a nefarious manner, and to just to make money, only in money-making interest. So it would seem to me that these people know very well that patchworks, interconnected systems do work, because they're using one right now to keep us suppressed. Ha ha.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Suppression.
The Kool-Aid man steps in. Oh yeah.
Hey, you kids want a party? Too bad. Too bad. Oh no.
Well, it's just hard because so many people really honestly, they think it's all, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, or oh, you're just trying to get us to change our ways. It's like, no, I'm trying to get you to open up your mind, at least be open to the idea. Well, don't say your here ways and tell me have that already, I'm crazy.
Your ways have been changed. That's like, it's sort of my same argument don't for change. Climate
That's
change.
Fine.
It's like, for climate change, is that you say that us pumping a whole bunch of new amounts of methane and natural gas and all the and carbon monoxide and dioxide all into the air, that's having no effect. That's your argument. That's your contention.
It's not, duh.
Obviously, like that's my same thing. Is that so? You think that there aren't people in power trying to keep power and make things the way they want them? Like, look at history. Despotic leaders litter human history. It's mostly what we have is people being dickbags in office.
Well, it's
so
just it's just
why do
like,
we think that's changed?
It's well, yeah, that makes me think of on the movie The Incredibles, where they finally beat the bad guy. Like the whole movie, like they're beating the bad guys, and then they try to go into hiding, and then another bad guy comes back, and then after they defeat him, and they're all like celebrating, and they look over, and the new guy comes up out of the ground. He's like, "Oh, I'm here to destroy you!" Ah, it's like, yeah, there's always something, there's always someone, and for us to be like, "No, everything's fine now."
Or
guys, stop worrying.
Or it's possibly like, okay. a more insightful look into that is the South Park episode with the rich people, and to tie it back in, Will Smith's family moving into South Park. Mm-hmm. I think it might even be a two-parter, but the episode where the richers, hey, rich, you rich. Where all the rich people start moving into South Park, and but they're all black, so that's the whole thing. It's like, your type. What type? You richer. So they're all making it about that. And then eventually they make South Park so unpleasant that all the rich people / black people leave. And then the South Park residents move into their houses, and they become the rich people. And then they realize the folly of their ways.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've been hanged.
So I think that's
myself.
I mean, that's something that I think would make if people came to understand themselves. And that's a big thing that I'm a proponent of, is coming to understand your own ecosystem, which is a fractal of the one outside of yourself. If people knew more and were more honest about themselves and the balance of humors inside of them, of course not. But if people were more
things, and then they would self-implode.
If people were more understanding of the humors inside of themselves, then they would see that these people, these are reflections of humanity. This evil person, I mean, the evilest evil that you see in the world is just like, how evil of a thought have you ever had? Like, it's inside you somewhere is evil, but you don't let
That's
it out.
Like the Saw movies.
There you go. There's those people. They have that. And like, everybody has weird, just
safe,
bizarre fantasies.
It's on a movie screen, so that's not real.
Well, no, I mean, when it's in your head, it's less than fake. It's like, every single person thinks of things like, what if I stuck my hand in that fan? Or what if I like threw a bomb in this, like, or like I'm driving a bus? What if I just ran it off this cliff? Like, everyone thinks that kind of stuff.
Yeah, everyone thinks mean thoughts. Rude thoughts, like everyone's thinking, like, oh, that girl,
so
she needs a makeover.
It's
you know?
All a part of us, and you can kind of maybe you just look at it this way: the Earth is thinking evil thoughts. and it's thinking
good
thoughts.
That's why, like you and I have talked about, it actually is impressive that more bad things don't happen.
Exactly. A drop of evil in an ocean of good.
Yep. Exactly. Like when you're, like I talked about a couple Simcasts ago, like just driving, it's like something, it's surprising that more people aren't just like, let's just run in the other lane just cause. Just, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, and ironically, it is that very own self-importance that keeps you from doing that. It's the world.
It's
everybody being a special snowflake that keeps everybody from just acting on these. But then that brings us to drones, too, and drone technology, which is a kind of a scary thought. Because that negates that a lot of the technology that we're a lot of the technology that we're coming across right now are actually we're right on the edge of everything. Like you see primers for AI for vocal recognition.
Yeah,
you see
like it for robots like, that are like super lifelike now, and like you go in a room and it's like which one's real. It's like that's
well,
creepy.
And what's even more is the social. No, I'm talking more about the social patterning of it too.
Yeah,
the fact that we're coming to understand ourselves more. We're mapping out our own genome. We're mapping out our own thought processes. Every stupid little web page that gets built on Squarespace is another chink in the drone army, because it's just us coming to understand how to automate better and handing over more of our biological humanity to machines. The Terminators are coming.
Yeah, but everyone thinks it's cool, so it's fine. I don't know why you're worrying. People think it's neat.
Oh, I'm not worrying. I'm speculating.
Oh, okay,
other people are worrying about everything.
Worry. Yeah.
I see it as sort of a wash. I mean, either humans succeed, humans destroy ourselves, or robots succeed humans. So, I don't know.
You're so deep thinker. Look at you.
Makes no difference to Earth.
To Earth,
and the robots will change Earth to Earth.
They can if they want. That's still funny.
No, they'll be like it's one fewer letter. It is more efficient. It's all efficient. They're just trying to save bytes.
Okay, wait. Earth or Earth?
Earth.
Earth.
Yeah, because it's still you know it's got the soft.
If you take out the T, you could be like Earth.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
Earth.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Earth and things, did you see the video that I posted of those daredevil
especially
people
things
that are like on top of like.
I started to watch it, but then I urinated sweat from all of my pores and I had to go change.
Oh man. I was
like no.
That's silly. Those are those people that like have squirrel suits or they're not wearing anything. Oh
well,
my God.
You know, the fucked up thing about that though is that like they're actually probably a more enlightened people than us, because I don't think that they're up there. Like we look at that as Americans like, oh, but what about going to college? It's like, no, they're expecting to die today. All of them. They all expect to die that day because they've probably seen all their families get shot in the face in Russia or something similar.
Well, whatever they're doing, it makes them hurt everywhere.
Their father was castrated with a screwdriver, something like that. So, like, running around on the building is fun and possibly beneficial if you fall.
Well, yeah, it's all about perspective. The fact that they're doing, like, a somersault to the edge. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
And then the walking and then, like, the skipping.
Just the running around. Or just the one where the guy, like, he's only standing on the edge on his heel, on one heel. Like, his toes and all his other feet are dangling over the edge.
Yeah.
That. No, I'm the guy who like I'm crying by the stairwell. Like,
I don't want to be here. You Russians are sick. Of course, we already do that.
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that voice is funny. Mm-hmm. I can't. It was so funny. Some of the people who were just like, oh, and I'm like, ooh. Uh-huh. Like, there are not enough emojis to describe what I felt.
Yeah.
Watching that video.
I need an emoji of a guy cowering next to a stairwell.
Yeah.
Just holding onto the railing like a monkey to a branch.
Like a sloth.
They're like a sloth on a branch.
Yeah, they
just
literally don't. Like,
it. It's like my knuckles are experiencing white privilege currently.
Oh yeah, anyone can.
I'm white privileged to be holding on to this railing.
What color do people of colors' knuckles when they hold on to something tight?
Oh my! Do black people white knuckle? Oh my!
No!
Oh my!
Oh my! That's like, you know, anytime someone talks about things like that aren't us, because we like honestly, like they're honest questions because we haven't been black. We don't know. We can't go find the answers. But like,
speak for yourself.
I know. Oh. Anyway, it always reminds me of when those three little old ladies talked about the Kim Kardashian sex video, and they're like, "Oh my God, look at it! It's purple." It always makes me think of that, and I was just like, "Wait, what are they?"
Yeah, they grew up in a time when I think the color barrier had not been penetrated yet, if you will.
Yeah. Or I like it when she's like, oh, "Look at her, she's so stupid." I'm like, "What is she doing?" That's how the Greeks do it. She's so awesome. Oh, that's one of my favorites. I just watch that, and I'm like, "They are hilarious." They've been in a couple commercials now. Those three little ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, you know what? Yeah. I thought of one other thing about fluoride.
Okay.
Just to go backtrack for a second.
Yeah, because we need to.
Read one of my notes here. Was this is a kind of a thing that goes to show that like consideration of feelings just as a whole is sort of a new concept. I mean, new-ish.
Yeah, okay.
I think it has to do with women's rights. To be honest with you, I think that's why we care more now.
Oh, I like how you make connections.
No, because I was looking back at fluoride, and you remember when they would
With fluoride.
Well, when they would when they would fluoridate us in school, when you get little cups of fluoride.
Yeah.
And it'd be like fluoride programs. It's like, hey, here's all the kids whose parents signed the permission slips for fluoride. Here's your fluoride. And then there were always like three or four kids who just didn't have cups and just sat there.
Oh my gosh, you just made my brain just go back like forever. And it always had that funny little tinge and there were little tiny, tiny cups. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I just
This is one, I think, example, one case study of the ways in which we were passively abused by just dumbass like alcoholic adults, just not even, they're like, alcoholism is healthy. It's how adults deal with the world. And that's probably more the mindset that we were educated in. We were coming out of it in the 80s and early 90s. But at that time, I remember those fluoride cups, and I think sometimes we were enrolled and sometimes not. Why the hell did not some responsible adult just hand out cups filled with liquid to all the kids, and the ones that weren't enrolled, it was just pink water, and you called it passive and active serums. And then, guess what? Everybody gets to participate, and it's a fun game. And now, who cares? It's like,
Then if you drink it, you're in a cult just because you died.
Just because you died? What? So there's an active, passive, and an extreme version. What? You got the extreme one. It's extreme. It's totally metal. Yeah, that is kind of Jonestown-ish. But I just think that stuff like that, like considerations, like it just didn't seem like folks cared very much back. Like you remember, like kids would get paddled by the principal. Mr. Fitzpatrick would get out that paddle and just wail on kids. He didn't do it very often when we were there, but it was still there. It was like a relic from a bygone era.
It was a relic, yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like we came from that. We were educated in like post just weird controlling abuse is all right. Like I'm okay with the occasional spanking, a smack here or there, because kids you need to get their attention sometimes. But to like leave marks or regularly hit them is not healthy.
Shouldn't hit kids. They say don't hit them with an object and don't hit them at all. My children, I've always said for safety, like if they're about to run the road, they're gonna get their butt smacked.
Exactly.
And my voice changes, and I get really freaked out. And it's like, experience to be scary so that triggers something in your mind. Like, don't run out in the street.
I've seen you every now and then when they're not paying attention, you give them a little tap on the face, too, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's like, if they're out of line, I'll smack them on the back of the head. If they literally cannot snap out of it, I'll smack them. I'll be like, hey. They look at me in shock, and it's like, where did you go? Come back. And they're like, why did you? I'm like, because you weren't here. You needed to check back into reality, because whatever you're doing right now, that's not working for me. And that's not with like a full wind up, you know?
It's a half one. Their head moves to the side a little bit, but it's not that bad.
No, it actually doesn't even do that, but it is funny how their hands immediately go like...
It's more about... It's the same thing with... I mean, I don't know. You could conflate it with or, I don't know, compare it to possibly the lethal gun issue that we have here, which is what is the problem? What is the problem? I don't know if you'd heard.
I haven't.
People have been talking about firearms, long guns in particular.
Huh? Oh, what that means?
Been a few shootings, a few incidents, I think, at the paintball range.
And an incident.
But I think that it's a use of force, obviously. There's a person using this force, and we are talking specifically about, in the case of children, physical contact and what it means, and in the case of guns, guns and what they mean in relation to how you feel and what you do with those feelings. I'd say most of it...
I don't know what to do with my feelings!
I have just kind of made... I have kind of made the NRA's side of it. But again, this is the thing where it's not one or the other, but I've just made the NRA side of it, which goes to show that in this instance of the children, you are trying to enforce a mental behavior. You're not focusing on the smacking. That is only... You have an intent in mind. You are not an insane person trying to harm your child. You are a very sane person trying to get your child's attention because you love your child and you want them to listen to you. So I think that's a huge part of it. Like, who has the gun? Who's hitting the child? And why? But also, we do need to look at what is hitting, what is a gun, like, what is this punishment? Because we've done that with children, like, no belts, no this or that. And with guns, it'd be no assault rifles, or you have to, like, these are subtleties. There's no problem with expressing subtleties, but we're not allowed to talk about any of it. Like,
oh my gosh, I know. No, you can't talk about it. No, actually, it's a good idea, guys.
Super helpful to talk
about.
Well, and part of the snake eating its own tail, too. It's just, it's like the, I just had it. There was just recently, the transgender, yes, the Ricky Gervais making a joke. Making a joke, that transgender joke about Bruce Jenner.
What did he say? Yeah.
I don't remember exactly the, because I remember like half of it, but he said the half that, ironically, I don't think is the part I'm addressing, but I remember it. See, my brain doesn't work great all the time. But he said that Bruce Jenner isn't doing, or Caitlyn Jenner isn't helping the statistics of women drivers because of his hit and run.
Oh, man.
So pretty deep cut. I don't think he mentioned the hit and run. He just relied on our previous knowledge of that. And so
you can't make jokes.
That was like a perfectly timed, perfectly poignant, like that was a perfect joke at the time. Like in history, he kind of brought together the madness that is Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, like the fact that we focus on how she feels rather than what she is responsible for. And all of that.
Gosh. And it's funny because you talked about how people, when they're driven by emotion, like you can guide your emotions, but you cannot like let your emotions tell you what to do. You don't follow.
And
your
precisely,
heart, you guide
this
your
is
heart.
The problem where the regressive liberals, they're called, came out swinging, and they did that, saying that Ricky Gervais's joke was transphobic. Because he mentioned trans, it's like actually, if you want to normalize yourself, then we're allowed to make jokes about you, and that
like
was
everybody
like
else. Everybody else is on the
exactly.
table. Yeah, chopping block.
He didn't make up anything about Caitlyn Jenner. He used the facts to make a joke. And as a matter of fact, if we're not allowed to point out that Caitlyn Jenner used to be Bruce Jenner, then you are being transphobic, because otherwise he's just a woman. If he's not a woman who used to be a man, he's a woman. I don't get it. Like, this the snake eating its own tail right there, an example of it. So I don't have any problem with people changing genders. I do have a problem with how much of the discussion it's taking up.
And
most of the things that we're talking about.
People don't latch on to anything.
Like the drugs, the gay marriage, the guns, the transgender, the foreign relations. Everything is so stupidly overcomplicated by arguing. It's sad. What else do we have? What else do we have to talk about?
Let's see. What do I got on here? Speaking of snakes, I had a really random thought the other day. Okay, so a friend of mine and I, we were talking the other day about youth and how once you have children, like, we want to express to young girls, before you up and have them babies, you need to realize your body's going to change. You're going to use your youth. You're going to lose that youth.
Before you have them crotch fruits.
Yep, all them. Yep. Anyway.
Them crotch berries.
Oh, that's something entirely different.
Well, it can be.
Mm-hmm. It can be. Anyway, the fact that you're essentially, I mean, I've read it in different books where they say you're passing your youth to your children. Like, your youth and your beauty, you kind of, like, lose it as you age and as you, whatever.
Both, so, like, both in nature and nurture. I want to point out, that's a very good point with the, people say nature or nurture. It's nature and nurture. They get your youth by literally taking some of your biology.
Literally.
And they get it through your nurture by turning your hair gray early. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I'm not wrong.
No.
So, as we, like, you literally have to be at peace. You have to realize that, like, your stomach will never be the same, you know, because you've been literally stretched to the breaking point.
I mean, I'm going
to
get that staple.
Well, and, you know, and skin, as you age and or it just comes a little bit faster if you have kids when you're younger, you don't get that back. You don't get that bouncy skin. You don't get the bouncy boobies back. You don't get all that stuff back. So now
I'm going to have my stomach stapled and collated. Sorry, go ahead.
Obviously, there's a machine for that.
I need to have my diet organized.
Everyone does. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was thinking the other day, and I was just like, I was trying to like describe what it's like, and I was like, it's like
through the majesty of pantomime.
Is like when a snake sloughs its skin and like leaves its skin. Like the snake.
Are you the
is,
skin?
Yes. I don't know about that. The child is fresh and new. The snake is beautiful, and the mom's over here like shriveled. Like what am I
like?
Like
a phoenix or a snake shedding its skin. You could describe that. That's like the human lifestyle, especially the way a lot of people live.
I know.
They don't. They kind of just like instantly when they hit 17, they just start to shed.
I know. Well, and it's funny too because like if you don't realize it, if you aren't told, like, hey. It doesn't matter what size your boobs are. They're perfect. It doesn't matter how big or small your stomach is. It's perfect. Like, literally, your skin is tight. Your boobs are tight. Like, everything is, like, awesome.
Your boobs are tight. Like, I'm going to start saying that to ladies.
I know. Oh, God. And so, like, you and I
Yo, your boobs
about,
are tight.
Like, they just, oh, my God. Like, they just need to appreciate it. Like,
your boobs are tight. I think if I say it the right way,
yeah,
I'll really
be,
nail it.
Yeah, it has to be, like, really spot on. But your anyway, boobs are it is. Tight. It's funny that... Well, the other explanation would be like a tooth, as the new tooth, like as a child is losing their old baby teeth, the new tooth literally eats the calcium and all the nutrients from the old tooth. That's why when you take when the tooth is lost, you see a hole. It's literally eating all the nutrients.
Right out.
So like the old tooth coming off is like the mom. And then like the new tooth is like, I have all the things.
Well, yeah. You know? I bet if you... Has anyone done a photographic and or scientific side-by-side comparison of people in their 60s who do and don't have children?
Well, and that's funny because eventually...
Twins. We need to get twins. Ones that bear children and ones that didn't, and compare them in their 60s and just see like how
childbearing. Like, you look at Jennifer Aniston. Like, eventually the skin's not going to be as tight. So it's whether or not you lose those youthful appearances sooner or later. You know, and obviously you can get work done to help assist things, et cetera,
those
et cetera.
Boobs are tight. Sorry.
But like you'll never get it back to where it was when you were in that like optimal, beautiful age. And you have to be okay with that. But obviously it's exchanged for, you know, you have to be okay with the fact that everything that you had as far as like youth and beauty, for the most part, not everything, but I guess for the most part, is passed to your children. And you get to watch that grow and develop into your children, into their lives, and then how they get to experience life. And
yours,
no, yours
and then
is
you get
over
to see,
that way.
Then you get to watch them begin the decline, and then you die.
And then you die.
It's just a parting gift. Hey, look. Hey, so you're like, what, 85 right now? Yeah, your kids are like in their 30s or 40s. All right. They're dying now, too. See you later.
Bye. But it is. It's funny how it's
life.
Like you now, again, you have to rely on who you are as a person, how you contribute to this earth, because your beauty will start to fade. And you can try to hold on to it all you want, but it's still going to look
beauty's
fake.
Your beauty's going to get hella faded, bro.
Hella fade, man.
Well, and that, I think part of that is to embrace each station in life and realize that the next one is going to be that much worse, so you might as well enjoy
where
you're at.
But I don't think enough people tell young people, even guys too, like you're going to be like at your cutest, at your most awesomerest. Like just like love it. Just appreciate it. Like I'm not saying hold
sometimes,
off. Like,
I'm not saying, hold on.
I'm not saying don't have kids. I'm just saying while you have it,
appreciate it.
I'm saying appreciate it. Just love it.
Most of you shouldn't have kids. Leonardo DiCaprio is aging into himself. He's looked like a man-child for the first 40 years. Now he's finally starting to look like a dude.
Have you seen Covenant?
No.
Oh, that movie looks super good. I want to see it.
Isn't it Revenant?
Oh, yeah, that too.
The Revenant
it didn't
and the prequel Covenant?
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
No, I haven't seen it, but yeah, that's what I mean. I think that he's aging well into the, like, I think when he's 50, he's gonna look like prime time. Because I keep looking at his face. I'm like, where are the wrinkles? What's happening? It's just a smooth surface. I don't get. It's like a well designed automobile.
DiCaprio, don't crack yo.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. he didn't do crack a yo.
Yo.
I wonder if he probably does smooth a lot of oils and essential balms over his face a lot.
He can if
I
he wants to. He has lots of money and no Oscars.
Like, I saw him he was at some award ceremony lately, and he's all tanned and shiny. It's like, my goodness. He probably has, like, can we get him to sign off on having his skin leathered when he's gone? That would be the finest jacket ever.
I want DiCaprio stuffed.
I want to make a Leonardo DiCaprio out of DiCaprio, mm-hmm. like a little hat. Mm-hmm.
You
little
want
baseball Ken,
you,
DiCaprio.
If you want Ken Has.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is someone calling me? Who's calling me? Oh, hold on 1 second.
DiCaprio Tate.
Hey, do you wanna cut this off? I gotta answer this.
Just pinch it right off.
Okay. Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 5, 8, 7, 3, 9, 1.
Yes.